In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will begin these services with prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, righteous God, on this beautiful summer day, at these evening services, we wish to bring our humble thanks for all that good which we have been able to partake of. And we wish to thank you humbly for having given many that humble mind to prepare these services, that mind and that power, and that strength to make these services possible. And above all, we want to thank you that you have made it possible that your people can once again gather together around your holy, unperishing word. We pray and ask, open your word to each hearer for the nourishment of the souls of each hearer. Bless these services. And bless the word preached through the mouths of your servants by the power of your Holy Spirit. These we humbly ask, and we pray in the words that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As a topic for my sermon and our mutual study, I will read the Holy Word of God from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, from the beginning, 6 verses. And these familiar words of God are heard in Jesus' name. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. This very familiar portion of the Word of God which we read was part of the Sermon of the Mount, which our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, kept. And as we heard, his own disciples gathered around Jesus. And Jesus wanted to teach them the characteristics of a blessed or a happy person. And And the characteristics of such a person, even though they are written into the Bible, about 2,000 years ago, even today yet, they are still the same. We can read this teaching of Jesus as if it were fresh. With that prayer, that the Holy Spirit would open to each hearer his own portion. And that is why we read this as the topic of this sermon, but also so that we can study it together. And when the Word of God, which is recorded in the Bible, has been written by ordinary people affected by the power of the Holy Spirit, it is so amazing, such an amazing word, and so amazing these words of God which the Holy Spirit opens, that this word finds among the hearers that person who needs these words. We who have been asked to come to this place, we don't know the needs of the listeners, but the Heavenly Father knows the needs of every hearer. And with that prayer of faith, we should always come to services with that prayer of faith, that we want to hear what the Heavenly Father has to say to us today, to teach us, to comfort us, and to instruct us, each of us. We have gathered and are still gathering at these summer services, and already at these evening services, we can see that there are a large multitude here already. And these characteristics are fitting for these people who are here. The main purpose of these summer services is that these characteristics would fit even more hearers. This sermon can be heard widely. It is heard here widely in this village, and with the help of technology, it is heard around the world. And hopefully, this word can find amongst the hearers those who say that those characteristics of a blessed or happy person do not really fit me, and that this person would get such a mind that I will go and search for that kingdom of God, and I would receive and accept the core message of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. These characteristics of which Jesus speaks: blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In this kingdom, the children of God are a very even group. On our own part, we have to say that we ourselves have nothing good to give on behalf of our faith or to help our faith. Jesus taught in many places and at many times how it is possible to enter into this kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. And he taught what are the characteristics of the child of God. We remember the situation when John the Baptist was in bondage, in prison. And there he doubted. When John the Baptist heard about the works of Jesus, he sent his disciples to ask, "Are you the Messiah?" In Matthew 11, in verses 4 and 5, we can read, Jesus' answer, how Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. In this answer which Jesus gave is condensed the group of the children of God. It describes what kind of a group of people have gathered here in the fields of Liaka. We do not have something to bring ourselves, but being poor in spirit, we have to say, we humbly listen to what the Heavenly Father is teaching us and instructing us. There are people who think that I know something and I understand something. They are rich, like the rich man. And we can also read in the Gospel of Matthew how the young person came to ask that what should he do that he could become saved, when Jesus answered and said, "Go and sell all that you have and give to the needy." This answer was not pleasing for this person who felt that he knew everything, and he was sorrowful and went away. After that, Jesus taught in Matthew 19, we can read in Matthew 19, verse 23, Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven." And he took a concrete example. "Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." People who are rich in themselves, it is impossible for them to come into the kingdom of God. Those who live in this kingdom are poor, weak, falling, but they are redeemed sinners. Living in this kingdom does not do something to us that makes us better. All that good which we have is received from the Heavenly Father, and we can humbly say this and admit this. Also, the teaching and instruction throughout the Bible is that the possibility of getting into this kingdom is completely by the grace of God. This work is completely the work of God. There are situations and there are some of you amongst the hearers who with me may think at times that I could do anything on behalf of my dear one who has been shipwrecked. But all we can do is cross our hands and pray to the Heavenly Father to give this dear person the grace to return. Paul writes in the second letter to the Ephesians, in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." It is not in this. There is nothing left for us as people, as human beings, that we can do. What God expects from the human being, from a child of God, is humbleness. To accept this gospel completely by grace, that you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Jesus continued his teaching. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Sometimes in this world, we can hear teaching that when we are sorrowful enough, that this would be the mark of blessedness. This teaching leaves out the second part of this verse, that the blessedness is not in the sadness or the sorrow, but it is in this that they shall be comforted. So what is this comfort which helps a person who is sorrowful and mourning? There are many kinds of sorrow in this world. There is temporal sorrow about livelihood. There is illness. And then there is the sorrow or the sorrow over sin that a child of God feels. The word of the gospel is comfort for all of these sorrows, which is heard in the kingdom of God, that believe all your sins, sorrows, temptations of the devil, everything, all burdens, believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. When this word of the gospel is so powerful and amazing that not one person can understand it with his own understanding. This word brings this comfort into the heart. This gospel wipes away the sins that have gathered. It brings strength to meet those even temporal sorrows. It brings strength to those trials that the Heavenly Father allows. When the Heavenly Father allows trials to come even to believers, not because He wants to tempt us or tease us, but that it would be revealed to us what is the most important thing when we as people, as human beings, have such a poor memory and are poor to learn. We need to be reminded what is the most important thing. And when in the midst of trials, when we meet this sorrow, we can hear from our brothers and sisters that comforting gospel word. We receive amazing strength to take a step again on this way to heaven. When it is written in this holy book, these instructions of God, Paul writes in the First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, about the wisdom of man. For it is written, I will forsake the foolishness of man. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. Quite clearly, man's understanding about matters of faith is told to us here. But when the enemy of the souls, who we can't call lazy or stupid, he knows the weakest point and the lowest point. That's where he attacks. But once again, when we want to receive this gospel and accept the gospel, and we have this desire to go to services, and this desire to gather together with the children of God at services, and with that prayer that we already heard, that what the Heavenly Father has to say to me, myself, to comfort me and instruct me at this moment, these are places of feeding for the child of God, these services. Here we can hear that which the Heavenly Father, and how the Heavenly Father wants to strengthen us and reinforce us on this journey to the glory of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The newer translation says that blessed are those who are long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. And the original text is translated in a few places, with the same word. This word in Finnish, which means meek and kind. And there it receives, this means the kindness of God. Meekness or kindness is a characteristic which we have more or less according to how God has given it to us. A good example when we remember how patient the Heavenly Father has been toward us. If we could be even a fraction of this patience toward others, our life would be much easier many times. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We already spoke about the feeding places. We are gathering here at these traditional summer services. And these summer services are places of resting for the children of God. Here we can be listening to the Word of God many days. And in addition to this, another thing that is important is that we can meet our travel friends. We can discuss with them about the way in the journey. And there are many people who we only meet at summer services. This is very important. It is an important function of these summer services. But as we already said, these services are not arranged mainly for this reason that we can meet other people. But the main purpose of these services is the preaching of the Word of God, so that as many as possible could be hearing the call of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has come close to you. Receive the gospel and believe all your sins forgiven. The characteristic of a blessed and a happy person is this, that those which are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, that this word and at these services, the word that is preached, will find these people who are thirsty and hungry. From here in this village of Liaka near Tornio, or wherever in the world you happen to be listening to this sermon of the Word of God. This food, which is offered at these services, which is distributed here, this nourishment is so powerful for those who are outside the kingdom of God, that at one stroke it transfers a person who is outside the kingdom into the kingdom. When he accepts this gospel and presses it into his heart, but as from the beginning of times, as we can read in the Bible, how this word has been accepted by people, it is not always accepted with joy, But we can read in the Gospel of John, 6th chapter, how when Jesus taught about this nutrition, in verse 28 he says, we can read how people asked the question, what must we do to be doing the works of God? And Jesus answered to them, and this answer is the same, the right answer, and in force even today, when he answered, this is the work of God, that ye believe in him who he has sent. Jesus continued in this same chapter about this nutrition, about this nutrition that we wish to enjoy here at these summer services, when Jesus says in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And he continues in the following verses. We can read how the Jews of that time accepted this word. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus continues, truly, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. The flesh of the Son of Man and the blood of the Son of Man, even today, can be eaten and drunk through the Holy Spirit, through the gospel that is preached by the Holy Spirit, by accepting this gospel. But when Jesus taught this, the people didn't understand it and felt that it was crazy words. It hasn't changed even today. Even today, the gospel preached from the kingdom of God is something crazy. And so the wisdom of man and the mind of man thinks in this way. But when we refer to what Paul wrote to the Corinthians about the wisdom of man, when Jesus spoke about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, even then we can read in the Bible that many of the disciples even were offended that these are hard words. How can we hear this? Listen to this. The enemy of the soul did his work even then. The work of the enemy of the soul began in paradise and it continues to this day. Today, his methods may be different than they were then. But one thing is the same. And one thing that he has used since the beginning of time, he easily says to the child of God, are you absolutely sure? Did God say exactly this? Since the beginning of time, he has wanted to sow the seed of doubt into the minds of the child of God. These whisperings of the enemy of the soul can be fought against by the gospel. Disgrace of the gospel, which is preached in the kingdom of God, that you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When the disciples said that these are hard words and they were offended by it, Jesus asked the twelve closest disciples, that do you not also want to go away? In verses 66 to 69, we can hear Simon Peter's answer to Jesus. Peter answers, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Dear children of God, isn't it good to join in with this answer by Peter? That where would we go from this kingdom? Because in this kingdom is the Heavenly Father Himself as the King. God who knows the life of each of us and is regulating in our life, that if only we would accept all that which the Heavenly Father is giving to us, and be it good or be it trials, but even the trials are we should take from the hand of the Father and ask for power and strength to accept them. And the Heavenly Father has promised to give strength to withstand these trials. In this way, it is good and comforting for us to begin these services, at these Eve services, enjoying this living bread. The flesh and the blood of Christ is being offered to every hearer of the word. You, dear hearer of the word, wherever you happen to be listening to this word, here in the tent or in the field here, or in your car perhaps, or perhaps bound to your bed, all of you can believe. All of the temptations of the enemy of the soul, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is good for us to begin these Taunton Hill summer services under this grace. And we hope that the Heavenly Father would bless these services also. I myself would like to ask, can I believe my own sins and temptations forgiven? I wish to travel in this kingdom together with you and to live in this kingdom. In Jesus' name and ever-blessing name, Amen.